You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is December 19th, 2023, and I am MP Holmes. Waterloo Region residents will know the site of their new hospital by springtime 2024, according to the presidents of the local hospitals. Presidents Ron Gagnon of Grand River Hospital and Mark Pham of St. Mary's Hospital updated Kitchener City Council on the plans for a new hospital and a new hospital system in Waterloo Region. The new hospital and the new reorganization of the hospital system in the region is needed to serve the growing population. Ron Gagnon reminded Council of the new hospital system plan.
Our overall project includes three key phases. One is a new acute care site. The second is a repurposing of the KW site of Grand River Hospital as an ambulatory care and urgent care site. And the third component is a redevelopment and expansion of the Freeport site, which is also located in Kitchener.
Mark Pham described how the new hospital's site selection is going, and although there were no indications of where the site may be in his presentation, Pham told Council that the plan is they will have selected the new hospital site by spring 2024, and if all parties approve, they will submit the site for government consideration.
From a site selection process on the next stage, we are kind of at the midpoint. We've gone out for feedback in terms of what's important in the criteria. We've gone out to tender to ask for interested bids on lands, and we're now starting the evaluation process. We hope to have lands guided by our two boards over kind of into the spring, and then depending on the lands and the acquisition process, that may take some time after, but we hope to know the lands that we're building on by spring. In parallel, we're working deeply together on what is the service model to work as two organizations in delivering patient care in one new building.
While the group waits for site selection to be finalized and for approval from the Ministry of Health before proceeding to the next stage of the project, the group is also looking for additional capital funding to support this next phase. That next phase will consist of functional programming, which determines what programs and services will be accommodated in the new facilities and what resources are required to make that happen.
To remind you of kind of government's process around stages, there's a new model of three stages. We are now at completed 1.2, which is our master plan, and we're looking for government approval to move ahead to functional programming. We're targeting that through the spring budgets and into the fall, hoping that we restart that work in earnest in 2024 so that we have a clear plan on both what that functional program looks like, and we know a question that is bound to come at some point from Council is there a local share discussion, so that we have that clear view before the next provincial election. And that is our rough timing, with the hope to move into the next stage, stage two, formal procurement by the next election to go from there.
Mark Pham describes a local share. That is the total project costs required to be raised by the local community. Local share is usually achieved through a mix of municipal tax-based contributions and a community fundraising campaign. The local share won't be determined until more detailed planning with the Ontario government happens. The expectation is that the new acute care site will have more than 1,000 beds, with regional cancer, cardiac, and renal programs, alongside emergency medicine, surgery, obstetrics, pediatrics, and mental health programs. The repurposed Midtown Hospital, or what we know as Grand River Hospital right now, will be an urgent care center with outpatient surgery and medical imaging. Freeport Hospital will have 350 beds with rehabilitation and specialized mental health programs alongside geriatric services and phlebotomy services. The current St. Mary's site on Queens Boulevard will no longer provide acute care. The future of the site will be determined through the planning process, which will include extensive community engagement. While the main priorities currently are to identify a preferred site for the new hospital and to create a vision for how Grand River Hospital and St. Mary's General Hospital can work together in shared facilities, Mark Pham described what can be expected in the next stages.
In terms of what's next, it really is that land selection, kind of landing our service model, and really continue to engage community around some of this work. One of our next engagements actually is a broad public town hall at the Kitchener Downtown Library to try to continue to reach out into some of the communities that don't come to as many engagement sessions to make sure we're really getting voices from the many different communities across this region.
So far, community engagement has been enthusiastic.
We had great engagement from the City of Kitchener, from the City of Waterloo, and the entire Waterloo region, over 11,000 residents, many different engagements as well. And compared to other communities, that is a significantly higher level of engagement. It shows how interested people are in this project, and we're excited about that because we also, again, think this is a real generational opportunity.
Councillor Debbie Chapman asked about provincial government funding, and how the current healthcare shortages will impact the new hospital system's plan. But Mark Pham reminded Councillor Chapman that the system is a broader investment in community, which is different than the day-to-day concerns such as waiting times and doctor shortages. Regardless, Mr. Pham noted the new system won't be ready for the better part of a decade, during which not only can they work to increase staff and rectify our current problems, but we may even be dealing with new problems or even a new provincial health system at that time.
I mean, this is, you know, to build a new hospital is still an 8 to 10 year journey ahead. And so I think there'll be many versions of what the current financial state of the health system looks like between now and then. This is a broader investment in community that government is open to making, and that's the conversation, which is different than the day-to-day kind of fires we fight of the number of patients we have in our halls. But to solve that issue actually for the community, separate of the funding, we need more capacity, and that's what this hospital does. This new build gives us significant capacity, both in emergency capacity, bed capacity, surgical capacity. If we want to keep up with this community's growth, that's why we're trying to advance this project so quickly.
And what would come with that project is the operating funding that would support that capacity growth as well. So that's how it fits into the context that we're dealing with now. Yeah.
For CKMS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm MP Holmes. Thanks for listening.